The state is rewriting graduation requirements, making the path to getting a diploma more rigorous. These changes include more math credits, different elective requirements, and a push to get kids considering jobs or academic interests they're drawn to. The diplomas will apply to all students, but as State Impact Indiana's Claire McInerney reports, as we raise the bar, we could leave behind some of Indiana's learners.
Like most high school freshmen, Nash Huffman goes back and forth on what he wants to be when he grows up.
I'm supposed to work at the hospital.
A job at the hospital in his hometown of Noblesville interests him. But today, he really has a knack for reporting, using my microphone to interview his parents.
So, Mommy, tell me about your fear.
My fear?
Tell me about your fears.
He's being the reporter now.
Yeah.
Nash has Down syndrome and therefore an individualized education plan since he's entered school. This has meant splitting his time between a general education classroom and working one-on-one with a special education teacher. It also means his coursework can sometimes look different than other students. But according to his mom, Jan, now that he's a freshman...
Once we get to high school, you can't modify the work. You can accommodate the work, which is very different.
Which is manifesting in his math and science classes, where he's struggling the most.
That aerospace science driving me crazy.
Why is it driving you crazy?
Because it's real.
It's real?
Yeah.
What do you mean by it's real?
I don't know. It's kind of complicated, I think.
In Indiana, Nash must meet the same state standards as other students, and more importantly, must meet the same graduation requirements if he wants a diploma. He's currently working toward earning the general diploma, which requires 2 math credits, including Algebra 1. Nash's dad, Jeff, says his son isn't ready to take that class, so he's in a remedial math class to help prepare him for algebra.
And he's got a math test tomorrow, and he's working hard on almost on pre-algebra, but he gets no credit for it.
It's not an approved math course to graduate, so he won't get credit. But the Huffmans hope it will help Nash be in a position to complete the 2 math credits he needs, even if it takes him 4 years to do it. But in a few years, when new diploma requirements go into effect, students will be required to pass 3, maybe 4 years of math. Jeff knows those tougher standards would likely prevent students like his son, who need more time with math, from graduating.
For a lot of folks with developmental and intellectual disabilities, that math comes, but it comes at a much slower pace. And to say that you have to take all 4 years at this accelerated pace, you fail one class, all of a sudden you're either not going to get a diploma or you have to double up. So
the Huffmans are advocating for the needs of special education students as the state considers new graduation requirements. Besides requiring more math, the proposals include increased credits overall and focused electives that help a child find a career path or higher education interest, all things they say could be tough for special education students. But Jason Bierce, an associate commissioner for higher education who helped write the new grad requirements, says the Commission for Higher Education did consult special education experts about how this population of students could meet new requirements.
Some of the experts that we've talked to think that the vast majority of the special education population could earn these diplomas as the same as they could today.
One part of the new diploma Bierce says will be especially beneficial for these students is the requirement to get workforce experience or technical training.
We would argue that the extent possible, if we can equip students, whether they're special education students or not, if we can equip them with some very practical employability skills, but also give them an opportunity to sort of experience a workplace that they might be well suited for earlier on, that's going to increase the likelihood that they're able to find meaningful employment.
Not every state makes its special education students follow the same graduation guidelines as general ed students. In some states, Nash's remedial math class would count toward a math credit rather than just preparing him for one that actually counts. Options like this, which give these students more opportunities, is what parents like the Huffmans want.
We've never sat here and said Nash is absolutely positively some kind of wonder kid with Down syndrome, that he's going to be able to earn that high school diploma. What we've always fought for was for him to at least have the opportunity to try.
And right now, he has a very specific goal for his life after high school.
So you want to live by yourself or live not with mom and dad? some time to figure it all
Who's
out.
Who's going to live with you in your apartment?
Girlfriend.
The new graduation requirements are under further review and will likely be released in April. Whatever changes are approved go into effect in the 2018-2019 school year. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.